Live this morning, thanks to northjacklin.com.au. Find your next dream car online now at northjacklin.com.au. Today's top, we're looking at around 31 degrees. The Bureau of Meteorology have invited me to their, I think their seasonal forecast. You know how I'm a bit of a weather nerd.
Yeah, right? Well, they finally, you're finally in the crew. You are fast becoming Livio Regano.
How boring am I? Literally, this is how it happened yesterday. The phone rang, I didn't recognise the number. I'm like, hello. And they're like, oh, hey, it's such and such from the Bureau. Would you like to join us for the seminar
at midday? I bet you anybody before they actually finished off the conversation, you've gone, yes?
No. I said, I'll have to check my diary. Oh, no, it seems that I'm free. Sure, I'll be there.
You are so full of it. You were straight onto that.
I don't want to say seem too eager. So I just said, I'll check my diary first.
It's not like a dating site.
I was looking forward to it, though, because I just seen on the news this morning, actually, on Channel 10, that they were saying that there might be higher or just a little bit above average cyclone season. Cyclones, it fascinate me. That sort of weather stuff fascinate me. So
yeah, sure.
It'd be interesting to see. I know Yului, I think it was 2009-10. I can't remember.
I think it was 2010, early 2010.
Were you here for that?
Just missed it.
Okay, because 2008, I know, was the floods, and I was on the air then,
yeah.
And that just, like, floored Mackay. We had just had floods everywhere, Bee Creek and Jane Creek and all them.
That made the national news. We saw that in Alice Springs.
Yeah, and then
it was amazing.
Yului. I found Yului. I was living in Andagrove at the time.
Yeah.
That touched us up, and Debbie, obviously, was just disastrous for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But Yului, for me, here in the building, was so gusty.
Was that the one that you said the building was shaking and you worry it was going to fall down?
The windows out here were.
Yeah.
I was like, this is a little bit scary. And then when Debbie came along, I thought, this is going to be, and we had a little bit of wind gust here, but it was more so for the Whitsundays.
Yeah.
Because I think Yului touched around Seaforth, so not so much the Whitsundays.
Yeah,
so.
Right.
Have you been through a cyclone since being here?
Oh, yeah. We went through, Yazi was supposed to come down, like drop down towards our, and we still got touched up a little bit by that. Yului I missed.
Yeah.
Debbie, obviously.
Yeah.
And I think there was one other one, which was basically nothing.
Oh, you weren't in town, though, for the big earthquake of Mackay a couple of years ago. I remember you were down south.
That's true.
For that 30 seconds or 20 seconds where my bed was rumbling in rural view, and I'm like, what the hell is this going on?
Well, the one that was up around near Bowen, the first one, the little one, I was on the way to Proserpine with Troy Evans, Daly Cherry Evans' dad, when brothers were playing with Sunday Brahmins up there, and we were travelling down the Bruce Highway. Obviously, didn't feel anything because the Bruce Highway is a bit like a goat track anyway. So
it's half like the time, it's like a Grand Canyon. That's what it is.
But the worst natural disaster I think I've ever been in is the Newcastle earthquake. That was terrifying. And we were nowhere near Newcastle, basically, back in the 80s.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, that was frightening.
I had family who tell me about the 1974 cyclone, Tracy. In Darwin.
Oh, really?
Saying it was the... Because I know Brisbane also had, like, lots of floods that same year.
Yeah.
My mum, because where I used to live in Redcliffe, the bridges were over water. Like, it was just... The stories I tell you was just ridiculous.
Wow.
Well, we are that amount of water.
We are in Get Ready Queensland week, as you said before. So, what's the natural disaster, the biggest one you've been through?
133.53. Is it cyclones, earthquakes? What else is it? Hurricanes, cyclones, same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Not just floods. Necessarily here in Australia. It could be from overseas. If you've lived overseas through tornadoes, like those things terrify me. I see those on the news or the documentaries and stuff.
They drop down pretty quick, don't they?
No, thanks. I'll be in that basement straight up. No.
Look, it is Get Ready Queensland week this week. It's all being run by Jonathan Thurston as well. Mm. You see the ads on TV. But what's the biggest natural disaster you've lived through?
We're just talking about that. Wendy and Imeo, which one do you live through?
My cousin says I'm an actual natural disaster magnet. I've actually been in Ash Wednesday bushfires on grade 7 camp in Victoria.
Wow.
I've been in tornadoes in America. And cyclones here in Mackay.
Okay, Wendy, you're not moving to Western Australia by any chance now, are you?
No.
move on.
which is the worst of the cyclones you've lived through here in Mackay?
Yului was on my 40th birthday. So
yeah, right.
That was pretty, the doors were rattling. Mum and Dad were up from Victoria.
What year was that, by the way?
2010.
It was 2010, okay. Yeah, right. Yeah.
March 18th, 2010.
Wendy, I think you need an exorcism to get rid of the natural disaster.
Stop attracting the natural disasters. 133.53. Glenn in North Mackay, how are you, mate?
G'day, mate. How you doing?
Yeah, good. What natural disaster have you lived through?
The 2008 flood.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like, I missed that, but it sounds like it would have been just heart-wrenching.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I remember living at Mum and Dad's at the time over in North Mackay. And I remember walking down to the end of the street and then turning left and then hanging onto a street sign swimming.
Yeah,
wow.
Half the houses were all underwater.
Our receptionist here at the
radio... think about the sewage at the time.
Yeah, yeah, exactly right. Our receptionist here at the radio station, she was going down Paradise Street, and I said, I'll just avoid that area. And she said, it's too late. I'm actually floating down Paradise Street.
Wow.
It was ridiculous. It was crazy. And do you remember the big shipping container was floating in the goose ponds? Ridiculous.
That was just right there down the end of the street where I was living at the time, so yeah.
So that's why we have to do this whole Get Ready Queensland week. I'm telling you now, it's important to do now, folks.
Yeah, I'd be worried about the crocodiles down Victoria Street. Angie at Timberlands, what's the biggest natural disaster you've lived through?
Actually, the first one I encountered was Cyclone David when I moved up here from Brisbane, and the next one was an earthquake over in Western Australia.
Seems like the natural disasters are following you too, Angie. Is there something you need to tell us? Don't bring us any more. I mean, a little bit of rain is what we need, but nothing too disastrous.
We were actually having a counter lunch.
When the earthquake hit?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
See, how'd you get the food in your mouth? It would have been hard trying to get the food in your mouth in the earthquake.
We got one mouth full and then we bolted.
I would have done more than bolt. Thank you, Andrew.
The whole building shook.
Yeah, I would have still grabbed the meat pie and ran.
Let us know on our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sundays. It's